Today, Farm Bureau Ag with Thoughts and a bad bill moving forward. I'm Doug Busselman, back after this. In our last program, we noted a good bill that isn't moving forward in the Nevada legislative process when legislators didn't take action on AB 485, dealing with the assessment system that the state engineer uses in some designated basins around the state. When the April 11th deadline struck midnight, there were a number of bad legislative proposals that did pass and likely will continue moving forward when the next number of deadlines occur. One of these bad bills, which will likely need a governor's veto to prevent it from becoming state law, is SB 172. When the Senate Committee on Commerce and Labor passed it along a party-line vote, SB 172 was amended. The two amendments that were adopted dealt with removing the proposed action of the bill that would have required agricultural employers to pay overtime to their agricultural employees. Current law exempts agriculture, along with a number of other types of labor which fit into the exemption list for workers who don't receive overtime payment. Even without this requirement, there are a number of other bad ideas still encompassed in SB 172, known as the Agricultural Workers' Bill of Rights. Along with the establishment of the mechanism for collective bargaining to facilitate unionization of agricultural workers, the bill still directs the expansion of systems to increase greater regulatory operations against agricultural businesses. For Farm Bureau AgriThoughts, I'm Doug Busselman.